Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Whitney Garland. She is a volunteer with the third annual Acadiana Wine and Food Festival that's taking place this Saturday. And Whitney, I think there are a lot of people like you who attended it and just loved it, and it became a great success. And I know y'all are looking forward to this third annual festival that will happen this coming Saturday. So what was it about the festival that really attracted you?
Well, I think when I came here, it really, I think, embodies what Lafayette is, and bringing in great chef-crafted food and something that I normally wouldn't think to experience or go to a restaurant and order. And I got to experience that and pairing it with wine and great music. And there was just a lot of charm that went into it. It wasn't anything that seemed too hoity-toity. And I think a lot of times when we think about chef-crafted food, we think, oh, that's not something that I can participate in.
And
so it's something that everybody can experience and really educate them on, that there's a lot more that the museum has to offer. And so whether or not you're an artist, there's so much culture and stuff that's out there that sometimes we might be a little frightened or it might be unusual. So it's really kind of bridging the gap.
I like the way you say chef crafted. I actually haven't heard that phrase before. Chef crafted. That's very nice. And of course, a large part of the charm too is the setting. It's at the museum, on the grounds of the museum, and it's so beautiful there.
Absolutely, and I think it's a perfect setting because you have the Hayes building, which is such a contrast from the newer building, and the grand tasting takes place right in between there, and so it's beautiful. And with the lights, the blue lights of the museum and the yellow lights, I guess for anybody, you can't help but kind of fall in love with the grounds in front of it. And during the day, we'll all be on the grounds, and then we'll move everything to the plaza at night and the waterfall with the bands in front of it. So it'll be great.
Yeah, it's an incredible setting. And I know there are people in the area who still haven't attended an event there, and this might be the opportunity to introduce them to the charm of that setting.
Right. That's exactly what the event is for, is for people that maybe haven't experience the museum or anything like that, to really come and enjoy it.
Because if you do attend the festival, you get to go inside the museum and see the exhibits.
Absolutely. And all the exhibits right now are Louisiana artists. So it just couldn't be a more perfect time of year. The weather is going to be great. So you can go in, tour the museum, take a walk through it. And if you haven't, then you're really missing out because it's something to behold.
Well, let's go through the day. There are kind of two parts, I guess, to the day. There's a part where there are presentations about food and wine and then some tastings. So what happens? It starts off at 1 o'clock on Saturday.
It starts off at 1 o'clock, and we're going to have some great food trucks and demonstrations and chef demonstrations there. So you'll get a chance to really experience that. And that part, there is no admission, so you can walk around, experience the demonstrations, purchase some of the food, some of the vendors and stuff like that. At 4 o'clock, which is what we call the grand tasting, is when we'll have about 13 different specialty or chef crafted restaurants come in, and they've all picked a great special dish for it. We're pairing it with a wine, and that's where you can purchase a ticket anywhere from a VIP to, there's also student tickets that are only $25, and you get tastings of great food and great wine that you might not otherwise have chosen to experience before.
Well, tell us about some of the presentations. What kind of topics will be covered in those presentations?
There's everything from starting an art collection to just cooking demonstrations and to wine pairings and wine tasting and stuff like that. So anything and everything in between, hanging art on your walls to whipping up something in your kitchen. There's something for everybody and brought down to everybody, and that's accessible. I think accessible is the best word. And that's what this festival really aims to do, is make the museum and some of our great restaurants accessible to everybody.
So you don't have to be a connoisseur in order to purchase a ticket and attend these presentations.
Absolutely. But you will probably leave a connoisseur. I think you are.
Wanting to be.
Wanting to be. And that and that's the goal, is for people to want to really experience what Lafayette has to offer. And we all know that there's great food. But really experience these chefs and restaurants.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the third annual Acadiana Wine and Food Festival that will be at the Hilliard University Art Museum this coming Saturday. My guest Whitney Garland is a volunteer with the festival, just was very taken with the festival herself and really wanted to be a part of it in a larger way. So anyone who buys a ticket can attend all of the presentations. That's all a part of the ticket. And then what kinds of food will there be? You've chef crafted, but maybe some of the what sorts of dishes without giving away.
You know, I just got the final list today, and yesterday I went around town getting those last bits of meeting with chefs, and I felt very lucky to be a volunteer yesterday, but everything from chocolate-covered strawberry and white and red Zinfandel-infused cupcakes to house-made sausages to salmon crostinis to just a really not your average grilled cheese. So there's something with everybody. When I was reading smoked Gouda, Parmesan, all this stuff. So I'm very, very excited for the food this year. I was quite hungry last night after getting the finalists.
Well, I think you're making some people listening quite hungry right now. Now, who chooses the wine pairings? Do the individual chefs choose the wines that go with the dishes they've created?
With every dish, one thing that I did when in getting the wines was asked, you know, what would you suggest that we have with this? We also have one of our wine vendors pairing everything perfectly. She has so much experience in pairing all this and with all the people that were gracious enough to donate wine, bring wine and stuff like that. We have a sommelier pairing everything. So, but I definitely got with the chefs because it's their envision, their creation. And I wanted to make sure that
they were comfortable with those pairings.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, tell people how can they get tickets for the event?
Very easily. You can either go to AcadianaWineAndFoodFest.eventbrite.com. I think most of us are pretty familiar with Eventbrite. And you can go there or you can look us up on Facebook, the Acadiana Wine and Food Fest. That'll lead you everywhere you need to go. Or you can also just call the museum. There's several ticket options. There's VIP ticket options with special seating and tours and general admission. Then there's UL faculty and staff and a student admission. So for the students can go for $25 and experience all this, and it kind of goes up a little bit. So we really wanted to, it benefits the University Art Museum, and that is the university. So really make it accessible.
So faculty and staff have a special discount.
Absolutely. Okay. For $35, they can experience everything the Wine and Food Fest has to offer.
Well, describe how the tasting is going to be set up. I mean, I can imagine the presentations, you know, people will be sitting, listening. Mm-hmm. But describe how this, is it going to be a sit-down affair or do you go from booth to booth?
Absolutely. Well, it's not going to be a sit-down affair. Maybe I should. We are going to have the music playing at the fountain and anybody that's familiar with the plaza. And beyond that, on either side, we're going to have the table set up and each restaurant with their representative, whether it be the chef or somebody representing it from the restaurant, will be there serving. So it's something that you can walk around and experience in whatever order you want to. Enjoy the music, mingle with other festival goers, and really just kind of walk in and out of presentations. We don't want it to be a real
you don't want people
stiff.
To feel confined at tables.
Yes.
You want them to talk with the chefs and talk about
right.
their crafts.
And there will absolutely on the lawn be places for people to sit mm-hmm. and for people just to enjoy the music, whether it be on the lawn or around the Hayes building. There will mm-hmm. absolutely be places to sit, but we want people to be able to walk around and really, at the end of the day, communicate with the chefs and communicate with the people serving the wine and really learn about it, because at the end of the day, museums are set up for education and mm-hmm. culture, and we want to make sure that they get that in all aspects that Lafayette and Acadiana has to offer.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like it's very much an art to these people, whether it's the chef or the sommelier, they think of their work as an art.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there, if you go to the website, the Hilliard University Art website, mm-hmm. There's a page that tells you all about the festival?
Absolutely. There's a page on the website that will tell you all about the Wine and Food Festival. It will lead you to the Eventbrite. If you are on Facebook and a Facebook junkie, much like I am, or many of us are, then you can definitely search Acadiana Wine and Food Festival, and it'll be there. Or I invite everybody, just if you're walking by the museum and listening to this, to just stop in and ask somebody about it, because we're all really excited about it.
Mm-hmm. You can get tickets if you walk over to the museum.
Absolutely.
All right, so faculty and staff at UL, might be a nice thing, walk over there and get your discounted tickets, and you could attend the festival.
Absolutely.
Now, on the webpage, will it list all the presentations that are being offered?
Yes, it'll list the exact presentations. We're about to, now that we have the final menu, it'll list the menu and stuff so you can look at the menu, the times of the presentations, and then all the people that will be participating, whether it be in the watch and ask, which is the daytime portion, or the grand tasting. So it'll give you all the exciting details.
Again, if you are tuning in and finding these details kind of interesting, we're talking about the third annual Acadiana Wine and Food Festival that will be at the Hilliard Museum on the UL campus. My guest, Whitney Garland, is a volunteer with the festival. Lots of ways to find out more, the website or Facebook or stopping by the museum. And as you mentioned, the exhibits at the museum are made up of Louisiana artists.
Absolutely.
All of them. And I know that the there's one exhibit that may be leaving soon. It's the Jefferson Caffrey exhibit, Artifacts from Egypt. And if you haven't seen that one, that's you really need to take time to see it before it leaves.
That and Sean Major is amazing. She's going to be giving a tour for some of our patrons. And then we also, which isn't a Louisiana, and I don't want to misrepresent that, is the Euro's House is still there, which is the big bubble sculpture that lights up. And it's just gorgeous. If it were up to me, it would never leave. But we have to share this beautiful stuff.
Yeah, that one is worth seeing as well. And I think there's a collection of Louisiana watercolorists there.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And then in the second gallery downstairs, a really interesting variety of Louisiana artists in that second gallery.
Right.
Yeah. Great exhibits. And this was the perfect reason to go to the museum, enjoy food and wine, a different kind of art, and then enjoy the exhibits inside.
Absolutely.
So that's this Saturday. Starts at 1 o'clock with the presentations.
It starts at 1 o'clock with the presentations. The grand tasting itself, which is the ticketed event, will start at 4 o'clock. So if you can't make it during the day, we invite you to purchase a ticket and come at night. If you can't make it at night, then we definitely invite you to enjoy the grounds during the day and get a taste of it and come say hi.
So these presentations are free. All of the presentations from 1 to 4 are free.
Yes. Anything that takes place from 1 to 4 is free. There will be food for purchase during that time. Mm-hmm. And all the proceeds from any of this are going to go straight back to the University Art Museum. And it's a wonderful, wonderful exhibit.
I think people can see your passion for this festival. So the part where you need to purchase a ticket for is the grand tasting from 4 to 7.
Absolutely.
Okay. And again, more information either at the University Art Museum's website or the Facebook page.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is there a deadline for getting a ticket?
You can buy them at the door. So if you're kind of thinking, I don't know what's going to be going on that day, we invite you to come. And what we hope is you'll come for the 1 to 4 and then you'll decide, hey, I want to stick around.
I want some more of this.
I really want to experience how the chefs and the restaurants and the wine really pair into this. And it's an awesome, awesome event. Couldn't say that enough.
Well, again, it's the third annual, so it's continuing, obviously been successful, and you all have decided to continue to offer this to the community.
It keeps growing.
All right. The third annual Acadiana Wine and Food Festival, it's on the grounds of the Paul and Lulu Hilliard University Art Museum this Saturday. Presentations from 1 to 4 open to everyone, and then you can purchase tickets for the grand tasting from 4 until 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for your passion for it and for coming to tell us more about it.
Well, thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you all there.